The baseball train continues to roll on in Arlington. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer coming at you on this Friday night, beginning of Memorial Day. Huge Memorial Day weekend, folks. K-State, once again, continues to march on after their first loss to TCU. They have blitzed through Texas, and they blitzed through KU and eliminated Kansas from the Big 12 tournament this afternoon, 7-1. Ramon Vergara was on it this afternoon here, down there in Arlington, Texas, Globe Life Field, home of the Texas Rangers. And K-State was the designated home team for this game, of course. KU was the losing team from the match against TCU. So I believe if my team is correct, my guess at what we're going to play, K-State's going to have to play two. More than likely to get to the championship game, pretty much like last year, just the same trajectory journey to last year. And it says a lot about this K-State baseball team here. I don't have... Ramon Forjado got the win. Sam Ireland for Kansas got the loss in this game here. Let's go through the line here. The box score here. K-State, 8 runs. Excuse me. 7 runs, 8 hits, an error. 6 left on base. Meanwhile, for KU, Kansas Jayhawks, right? 1 run, 6 hits, and 2 errors for them. The scoring started here. K-State struck with 3 in the bottom of the second inning, and then KU answered with their lone run of this entire ball game. It was all K-State from then on. 2 in the bottom of the fourth, and 2 more later in the bottom of the fifth inning. That was all that she wrote right there. I do have the little stats here from Blake Coristino, who pitched in this game as well. Inning in 2/3, gave up the hit, struck out 1. He pitched a couple innings there as well here. Let's see if I can change, because I know. Let's see. Batting order. There we go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, so I don't have. Yes, I don't have. Yeah, Coristino, he pitched. So let's see. And of course not. All right. So yeah, sorry, folks. Trying to get, since I usually get them from KStateSports.com. We had to get it from the Big 12, so I'm trying to get used to this. Trying to find the actual stats here, and I'm just gonna look at K-State's, because that's what matters. We're still playing, so more than likely, K-State's gonna get to the championship. They got to go through TCU, I believe, again. So that's what I'm looking at right now. I could be wrong, but that's kind of my guess, because last year, K-State was in the same position. They lost, I think, Texas Tech in the first game, and then they beat somebody else, and they came back to beat Texas Tech again. So that's just my guess there. Here this year, TCU is standing in there. What is K-State's way to getting to the national, or not national championship? Whoa, we're going way too far on this podcast. The Big 12 championship game is late Sunday afternoon. So K-State needs to sweep tomorrow, but they got to take one at a time. And since that TCU drubbing, K-State has been locked in and putting the whip on some of these other teams. They eliminated the number 1 seed, Texas, yesterday, and they put away their hater rival, KU. That's what I'm talking about. Brennan Jones here real quickly before I wrap this up, because I got family in town for the weekend. He went 1-for-3 in this game. Dom Hughes was designated hitter this afternoon for Kansas State. He went over in this game, but how about my guy, third baseman Kalen Culpepper, a 3-run bomb in this game, 3-for-4 on the afternoon for him. Cole Johnson, 1-for-4. Roberto Pena continues to get hitless in this postseason, 0-for-3. Cole Johnson and Rafael Patel also had hits in the game for Kansas State. And I wish I also had the pitching as well. I don't have that up here, but maybe I can. No, yes, I do. Yes, so actually, we'll end it with this. So finally, I hit the pitching stats here, right? Still on the Big 12 website here. Ramon Forjado was absolutely firing on all cylinders today. I think this was his best game of the year, by far. You want to say your best for last, and Herman brought the thunder in the heat. He struck out 9 KU batters, walked 1, 5 hits, 1 run, in over 7 innings of work. This is big. Keep this in mind, folks. I already mentioned Blitkus Korostina already, so that's K-State only used 2 pitchers in this game. Keep that in mind for tomorrow, right? And I'm gonna try to get the schedule out whilst I'm talking. So keep that in mind, because the last time I said this, Ty Rule and Tyson Amers did not pitch in the opening game, right? And then all of a sudden, when they needed those arms, they came up huge in that historical shutout yesterday there as well. Let me see. Yeah, so this is what I'm looking at right here for Saturday, I believe. Going back up here real quick. Game 9. Yeah, so it looks like... Okay, so tomorrow, K-State. I don't have the... I would assume it's going to be TCU. They play again at 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's going to be early morning, folks, for a majority of us, because half of us are going to be running, whether it's the 5K or the half marathon, the Bill Snyder run tomorrow morning. And then after that, you got K-State baseball at 9 if they win that game. If they win that game, folks. Give me 11. They will play later at 4 o'clock. So that's what I'm looking at right now. I might be wrong, but that's my projected guess there as well. So K-State plays tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock again. And this is going to be the third 9 o'clock game in the morning that this K-State team has played in. K-State, they got a lot of momentum right now. They can beat this TCU team. They keep playing like they've been playing. Not the team that was didn't show up the first day back on, what was it now? Wednesday. But they bring the team that they have been the dominant K-State team for the last 2 straight games now. Well, they can give TCU hell. That's what I'm going to say there. So they beat TCU. If that's the opponent, they're going to have to play them again to get to the championship title game there Sunday afternoon. What a run for Pete Hughes and K-State. And they're sitting on the doorstep. They have to get they have to double up tomorrow. But first off, they have to win the 9 o'clock game before we even talk about the afternoon game, which is 4 o'clock. So, but a huge win again, K-State. The purple train rolls on in Arlington, Texas, folks. K-State plays tomorrow at 9 a.m. And a shout-out real quick to Emma Robbins. She, earlier today, punched her ticket to the NCAA National Championship meet today as well. I want to throw that one in there before signing off on this podcast here as well. She joins Cade McCall on the men's discus throw to get bids, automatic bids, in the national championship meet. What a week has been for K-State sports, and it's only going to get bigger, folks, as we enter into Memorial Day weekend. The Pearl Project podcast, get it, wherever you get your podcasts in. I will have the weekly edition up as soon as I get off done with this, so that will be up for you guys in the morning or whenever you listen to it as well. Episode 159 of the Pearl Project podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and a few more other podcasts and platforms as well. Get it as well. Use your first time listening. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place, it feels like, tonight. But, hey, excitement is in the air. This is your first time listening to this Purple Project podcast. Welcome on board to the show. Glad you're listening. Give us a download. Enjoy following K-State Athletics. This is the podcast for you. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and hit that alert button every time we post a weekly or a daily podcast. There's going to be a lot of podcasts coming out here this Memorial Day weekend, so be out on the lookout for that, and that which includes episode 59. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's a long day. Been a long day. Episode 159 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with yours truly. We'll have the band back together next week with my co-host Alex Aiden. We'll have it all broke down, including some football news as well. But that's going to do it on this postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Phillip 66 Big 12 Tournament Game 3 for the K-State Bat-Cats. We're still playing on to tomorrow, folks, after drilling KU this afternoon by a score of 7-1, folks. So the train rides, and more than likely now, I probably say it's safe to say now that K-State's locked up a regional spot. Incredible momentum. Let's see if K-State can play two. They got to get one first in the morning at 9 a.m. And then hopefully, by the time I get, it's going to be a big day across the board for K-State and yours truly there as well. So I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be late because I'm going to be in Junction tomorrow night for a big event there, over there. So we'll have to play it by year. But anyways, enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy more K-State coverage. And Luke O'Neill, he's going to be in action here this weekend as well. So we want to keep that in mind. This has been another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer, we'll continue to talk to you throughout the weekend. Go Cats.